this, like we call it, colored people. Those colored people are universally used. The directories have C after the name of a black. Well, it was 1976 the directory did.
Really?
The colored was, I don't know, 1926, but 1960 directory, City of Augusta, Polk's directory, have C after the name of a black, meaning colored. And persons of color, the law would just say persons of color, but Negro was hardly ever used. I thought they wanted to be called Negro, so I introduced this thing, and I was admonished by one of the professors of colored of pain, I guess, that went up there, and he said, Lawyer Cummins, you know, we like to say colored people, the colored folks. And that changed somewhere, of course, that was 20, 30 years ago, I guess. But then I remember that, and after that, I always said colored.
I've heard our maid, Louise, say colored people. She doesn't say black.
No, she's old fashioned.
She'll say.
No, it's saying. Then
she said, some boy came to the door, and I said, what she said, I don't know, it was a colored boy.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. She would. She no, this thing is artificial. The Negro and then black. Purely artificial. Locally, you say, still say colored.
Yeah.
I always say colored. That's always a frequently.
What about words for lower class white people?
White trash. Poor whites. Crackers. Lint heads with the wick in the mill. But white trash. The colored people, I can go under the wind. Mammy said, just the slavery is just white trash. And I think, I believe white trash was, the colored people like to use it. They look down the nose at the, especially the house neighbors. And, house servants. But white trash and poor whites. The anthropologists would call them poor whites. Very deaf. The tobacco road. Coulter in his History of Georgia, I remember, he has quite a portion of a chapter devoted to the poor whites. And in the back, I remember he said that being poor was an inconvenience, not a, not a humility. People weren't ashamed of being poor, it just was an inconvenience.
Yeah.
That was in the last century. I guess might be still truly said we have it. And we still have a tobacco road. Remember Ed Cashin had a discussion of tobacco road and some couple of anthropologists University of Augusta College are going out there in Pine Tucket, which is the tobacco road area. And they said it ain't changed much since Zeta Lester. They're out away from the highway, away from civilization. They'll raise turnips from it.
What about redneck?
Rednecks apply to the farmer, the country, yes. But rednecks, wool hats.
More countrymen than...
Oh, yes, countrymen. Not blacks, anyway.
Than a poor white in the city.
Poor, yes, the countrymen, but they weren't necessarily poor. He was essentially a countryman. He was maybe a small farmer.
Yeah.
He, he was just a follower of Tom Watson. And he belonged to that, the redneck, wool hat boys, redneck boys. And they may have had or may have a 1-2 horse farm, but he's a redneck sheriff. He must belong to that lower class, because most rednecks were poor whites, but no poor whites were red, but a lot of poor whites, but no, you know what I'm trying to say. There's a lot of rednecks who weren't poor whites.
Right.
They're all poor whites were rednecks.
Let me see. The part of your this part of your body here, you call that what?
Forehead.
Okay. And then this part here is your
neck, I guess.
Okay.
Tail.
You ever hear that called anything else, the front part of your neck there?